Today's we enter into this first conversation that is all about manifesting from the center. We want to start off by talking about what exactly we mean. The simplest way to describe this is to say that you're sitting at the center of all that you're manifesting. It's quite possible, however, that you may be under the impression, something that makes a lot of sense logically, but this is metaphysics, not logic. You may be under the impression that what is happening is you're just a chess piece on a chessboard and you kind of bump into things as benefits you. And that those things sort of come at you from afar or from near, and they're just there and they're there for you to deal with. So oftentimes in discussing these things, someone will say, well, I'm going to attract that which I want. And there will even be the idea of a magnet attracting metal, and that magnetization of an idea, the magnetism of the idea makes it strong. It's a perfectly wonderful way to look at it. It's not accurate, but it's a perfectly wonderful way to look at it, because you're not magnetizing anything. You can't magnetize yourself to become more magnetic. You can have experiences where people will say, oh, you seem to be quite the magnetic personality, or something akin to that. You can certainly walk around and feel as though people and wonderful things and wonderful experiences are following you wherever you go, and that's perfectly wonderful. And if that delights you, we invite you to do so. But we're talking about what is actually happening here. You're manifesting from the center. As with all of our conversations, we're not introducing something that you're not familiar with. We're just simply reminding you of what is actually happening, with the invitation that you allow yourself, by remembering who you are, to have more and more of whatever it is that you're wanting. The way that we describe this, and this is not accurate, but it is an easy way to describe it, because what we're actually talking about can't well be described within the confines of language, because for one thing, language is linear and it has to follow a logical path. But we can get pretty close. So one way we like to describe this is to imagine that you're standing where you're standing, or sitting where you're sitting, and at the center of your chest, there is an infinitesimally small but astonishingly bright point of light. That point of light is the center through which all manifesting occurs. We'll sometimes refer to it as the zero point. We'll sometimes refer to it as the manifesting point. Again, this is not completely accurate, but it is not that inaccurate. It's just that this cannot really truly be described in ways that are accurate to what is happening metaphysically, because in the metaphysics of what is going on here, language sort of pulls back at that. So, suffice to say that you're sitting at the center of your reality, and the very center of your reality is actually rising up from within that point of light. Everything, including your body, is surrounded and rises up and enveloped and becoming. And notice the language we're using. We're not saying it's arising and extending out, although that is what is happening. But you're already in the mix. So your position right now is that you're being surrounded and enveloped by the things arising up out of this point of light. The geometry is not correct. The logic is not correct. It's not logical, nor is it geometrically sound. You can't theoretically be in the middle of actually having what you're wanting while also generating it, while also being surrounded by it. The logic isn't sound. But of course, we're not here for logic. We're here for an explanation and a reminder of what actually is happening. So today is the day of your great good. And now is the time, and here is the place where all of this is happening. This is all arising out of the center from which, through which, by which, around which, surrounding which, under which, over which, and sandwich, you are manifesting your reality. Let's talk about why. Why are you manifesting your reality this way? Why is this occurring? This is occurring because you are allowing it. This is occurring because you are giving yourself what it is that you actually are desiring. You are giving yourself that which you are actually desiring. There's no intervening deity. There's no outside authority that is doing anything here. This is entirely yours. But of course, when we say you, we don't mean the part of you that is your personality, the part of you that is engaging in this conversation. You, by dint of having this body and then all that surrounds it, are individuating yourself away from the fullness of who you are, very much on purpose, with great, wonderful reason. The delight, the magic, the wonder, the nerve endings, that's what you're here for, this delight. You're not here for any other purpose. You're not here to get off the karmic wheel. You're not here to do your forgiveness work. You're not here to do anything to learn lessons. You're not here to become a better person. Because who you are right now is already brilliant. And you're manifesting this reality, and you're manifesting it from the center. There are a couple of other ways that we like to talk about these things that you might find helpful. One is that when we say that what is happening at the center of your experience is the zero point, that very small, infinitesimally bright point of light, so bright you can't actually see the brightness of it because it's beyond the scale of what your eyes could perceive. That's a zero point. Your body then would be, if that is zero, your body would be number one version. We have talked about this many times. Then what is sitting outside of your body would be number two, or the other. Now, when we say number two, we're not talking about versions. We're talking about what is actually happening in terms of where everything arises. So zero is the beginning. It's alpha and omega, to use those terminologies. It is the beginning and the end, but it's also the middle. Then your body, which is how you identify yourself. Your personality, remember, requires your body in order to be what it is. If you had a slightly different body, you would have a slightly different personality. Oh, and by the way, you do have slightly different bodies all the time, and your personality is always evolving. Always. And the evolution is in what feels better, because what this point of light is for unconditional love to individuate itself, to become you, so that unconditional love can fall in love with itself, all the things that are in the other. So part of the other, of course, is the table and the chair, but also the other people. These are all rising up from within you. They're all manifesting. You are not going to attract them to you. You can have an experience where it does look like, you can do this quite easily, where it looks like you're attracting someone or something or situation or circumstance, but that's not what's actually happening. What's happening indeed is that it's rising up to meet you. Always rising up to meet you. So you're sitting in this wonderful place at this wonderful time, in this wonderful moment, and everything that is surrounding you, swirling around you, is happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. This is a holy place, not because of what you have achieved or what you have done, but because of who you are. The holiness of this place, a word that we don't use very often, but we think is quite appropriate here. The holiness of this place is not found in the thing you're supposed to do. The holiness of this place is found in your presence and the fact that it exists. To be clear, however, what is rising up from this point of light is not real. So when we use the word real, we're using the word real in terms of what is eternal. Unconditional love is real. A body is not real. Bodies change. They're temporary and they're transitory. They come and they go. And they literally come and go. They come and go many, many times during a day. The body you have changes quite frequently. We're not talking about how cells divide, although that's part of it. We're not talking about how you shed your skin, although that's part of it. We're not talking about what you eat and then let go of, or even the breaths in and out. We're talking about the fact that the form, the actual form of your body is changing, and it changes constantly based upon, quite literally, your whims. You don't notice this, and that's perfect. We're not saying you should notice it. We're not saying that you should be getting something that you're not getting or understanding something that isn't obvious. We just remind you, you're manifesting from the center, and your manifesting is an ongoing. It's not a done deal. So you don't have a body that you manifested in the past. You are manifesting the body you're sitting in. The eardrums that hear these words, you are manifesting them right now. It's a continuing, ongoing. You're sitting at the center, of course. You've got that dot of light, which is the zero point. Then you have your body, which is the number one. And then you have the other, which is number two. The entire point of manifesting is to have a body in the midst of other. And how does the body communicate with the other? Nerve endings, those wonderful, glorious things. Your tongue, through which you communicate, also your breath and your jaw and your vocal cords and all that. Your eyes, through which you see, your ears, through which you hear, your fingertips, through which you touch, your nose, through which you smell, and of course, your tongue, through which you taste as well as speak. So you've got all these ways of interacting with this amazing, astonishing, wonderfully delicious other. And as we've been talking about, the other is extension of you. The you that extends through the body, the personality, the name, that individuates you and distinguishes you from everything else. And then the other, which is the everything else. You're here to interact with the other. You're here for the delight. We do understand you've spent a long period of time studying at the temple of individuation. It's quite likely that your study at that temple is complete. You now have mastered individuation beyond and above anything you could have ever imagined. So you're really good at doing this. You're really good at seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, and smelling. You may not be as good at it as you want to be, but you're really, really good at it. Exquisitely good. If you're here in these conversations, if you're speaking with us, listening to us, interacting with us in any way, we can pretty much guarantee you that you're in what we like to call the bonus period. And it's not because you're special or different. It is different, probably, than most people around you. But you're aware of the fact that you're manifesting your reality, and you're also aware of the fact that you're doing it voluntarily. You're here because you woke up this morning and decided to continue and have yet another day of experience, which is wonderful and amazing and marvelous. And you're manifesting from the center. This day is rising up to meet you. But the day itself, and the day, of course, there really doesn't exist such a thing as a day. It's a construct. But let us say, if you're standing outside on your porch and you're looking at the steps going down to the sidewalk, which then leads to the street and to another sidewalk, and you step down the porch, you step down one step at a time. Each step actually rises up to meet your foot. As you put your foot down on the sidewalk, the concrete under your foot becomes solid in order to accommodate the fact that you're standing on it. If you should wish to cut across the yard through the grass, as you step on the grass, it is real instead of just visual. You can actually feel it under your foot because it's rising up as a manifesting form to meet you in order to provide what you are expecting. The grass is not solid until you stand on it. We cannot emphasize this enough. It's not a big deal, and you're not going to be able to prove this one way or the other. You can see it as an allegory. You can see it as a metaphor. It's perfectly fine. We're not saying you should believe us. We'd never insist or suggest that you believe us. We recommend that you pay attention to your intuition and what feels better to you. But we will tell you, the universe you're manifesting, the physical universe you're manifesting, is efficient, highly efficient. It only delivers as much as you are expecting and not a bit more. It's better than what you thought it would be before this moment, but it's exactly right for where you are at this moment. So the extent of the size of your physical universe is the reach of your senses, what you can see. If you go to the top of a mountain and you spend the night there and you gaze upon the stars, your physical universe is probably really, really big. If you're in a room by yourself, enjoying the comforts of that spot, enjoying the coziness of it, your physical universe is literally just as big as that room. If there's no one else in the room, there's no one else in the world. This is manifesting from the center. You're sitting in the middle of it all, but it all is not what you conceive of in terms of what you are able to abstractly construct of, like the fact that your chair is in a room that is in a building that sits on the ground, and the ground is attached to the planet Earth, which is rotating on its axis, moving around the sun moving around the galaxy. That's a constructed idea that isn't real if you can't directly observe it. Now, you could build a rocket and you could go into outer space and you could turn around and look down at the Earth and then see the sun in the distance. You can build telescopes that can track the movement of the stars, which prove the rotation of the Earth and as well as its moving around the sun because of how the stars move and how 365 days later, you pretty much will come back to seeing that same star in exactly that same spot at that same distance. It's amazing what you can do. But you only see the star because you're expecting to see it, not because it exists as a part, as something apart, APART, as one word from you. The star itself is an extension of your mind. The sun, the moon, the ground under your feet, the room in which you sit, the cat watching you, wondering what the hell you're doing. These are all extensions of your mind. You are manifesting from the center. Now, lest you be concerned that what we're talking about is some sort of grand narcissistic idea, let us be quite clear. If everything belongs to you, you have no reason or need to grab anything. Narcissism is the attempt to center yourself in the middle of chaos and try to organize the chaos in order to overcome distress. That's not what's going on here at all. That's not what any of this is about. Nor is it nihilism to say that if you're manifesting everything, then nothing really matters. You can say that if you want to, but it's not true. You will find that everything matters, but not in a way that demands attention, but in a way that invites. Because your physical reality is aware of what it is. It is your creation, and it turns and looks at you. As we've mentioned many times before, you can think of it as a puppy that is very, very happy to be around you and will basically follow you wherever you go. But it will not lead you. And this can be very confusing, particularly after your long study of individuation, where you taught yourself to believe through the well-meaning help of other people that you invited to do this for you, to believe that there's something outside of yourself that is guiding you. It makes sense if you're individuated and you're sort of like dropped on this planet and you don't really know where you came from, what's going on, and everything is kind of chaotic. It makes sense that you would hope for and look for an intervening force outside of you. There is no such thing. There is you who you are, and there's you who you are becoming. And also you have access to lots and lots and lots of help. Lots of help. In fact, every part of your physical reality is quite literally, intentionally helping you. Sometimes we'll say that thing, that experience, that person is there to help you, as though that is what they will do. But to be clear, It's not what they will do. It is actually literally what they are doing. Their actual presence is there to be helpful, and they are helpful. You may not like the help. You may not like the help at all. And that's part of the reason why they're helpful, is because it's giving you contrast through which and by which to discern what it is that you're wanting more of, to help you make a decision to refine and define whatever that topic may be. So today, where you're sitting, as we like to say, you're in the right place at the right time, of course, because you're sitting at the center. You can't be in the wrong place at the wrong time ever. It's impossible. But you can perceive that you are. And remember that your thoughts, they're like little puppies too. They just want to be loved, and they want to be adored, and they'll go anywhere you want them to go. They will follow whatever you say. And if you say things really suck, you will get proof that you're right. It's okay. But if you recognize, oh, I'm seeing that not because I believe it, because this isn't about belief, but because I'm declaring it to be true. Now, as a little side note, notice we haven't said anything about how to manifest. That's what we will be talking about. But we haven't said anything like that yet. We just are saying you are manifesting from the center. Now, as we've talked about many times before, there are two kinds of manifesting. There's really only one. But for your purpose, from where you're sitting, everything pretty much breaks down into two kinds of manifesting. You're manifesting everything. But there's a whole array of things that you don't have any actual awareness or knowledge of actually manifesting. Like running water, electricity, gravity, but most importantly, oxygen, nitrogen, that most delicious of manifesting things, the one that is the most dear to you, the one that is closest to your heart, quite literally, because the lungs are right below your heart. So you're breathing in and breathing out, and because of the oxygen coming in and the nitrogen, your blood is circulating through your body, being delivered very efficiently to all the cells, who are all just really happy, like, ooh, here's the delivery, here's the carbon dioxide I don't want, and then, whew, out it comes of your lungs, out into the ambient environment, and your potted plants are just like, yay, more carbon dioxide, give us. So, those things right there, they happen by default. You don't really have to pay any attention to them. That's not part of your individuating. What you're individuating out are special things, special projects, art projects, as we like to call them, because they are works of art. Things that you've pulled out of the stream of default manifesting to intentionally put your attention on. So over the next 6 days, we're going to talk about some of those things in different categories of how they're shaping up. But for today, we just want to remind you, you are manifesting from the center. And today we'll offer you a process through which and by which you can just sort of sit and meditate in that if you want to. You can notice it. But for the purpose of the conversation today, and before we begin the process, we want to say one last thing. You're doing this perfectly. You may perceive vast imperfection, but you're manifesting perfectly. That's part of what this series of conversations is here to remind you. You don't need to know this, but we do remind you of this, not because it needs to be said, but because you desire to remember. That's why we're here, because we too are part of what you are manifesting from the center. One little last thing. The reason we are calling this manifesting from the center is because we really want to remind you that from the center is implied in any time that we're saying manifesting, because you're not manifesting from any other direction. You can't. You can't manifest from the effects. And what you see is an effect. Your intention, your imagining, your desire, the contrast that has amplified that desire and helped refine it, these are the causes. What you see what you hear, what you taste, what you touch, and what you smell, what you're interacting with, is the effect. Effects do not do anything. You can use them. You can leverage the hell out of them. And we recommend you do. The reason why you have these effects is because of how they feel. You're manifesting everything for how it feels. So, with that, we'll go into the process. Again, a reminder that all of our processes are invitations, possibilities and probabilities. They are not, and potentialities. They are not the right way to do anything. They're a way. They're openings and possibilities. With that in mind, we'll begin this process by saying these following words. We invite you to notice that where you are right now, wherever that may be, is exactly right. As you take a deep breath, we invite you to pay attention to how it feels to just simply be here. You have this body, a magnificent device, and the body is sitting at the center of all that you're manifesting. As you take another deep breath, we invite you to notice that at the center of your chest, outside of your capacity to see it, there's a small point of light. That point of light is the very center of your physical universe, and you are sitting here having the body you're having because it is manifesting out of and through that point of light. That point of light is where ideas take form. Take a deep breath and just feel your body. Feel your body as it emanates as an ongoing manifesting form, a holographic image sitting in a holographic universe, light taking form, depth, weight, breadth, height, dimension, moving through time. And just feel what it feels like to have your toes and your nose and everything in between. And then begin to notice that your body has an energy that extends beyond your skin, not very far. Some might call it an aura or an essence. And you're sitting here, standing here, and you're having this. You're sitting in it. This is your point of reference. If your eyes are open, you can see, you can hear, obviously, this voice as it is speaking. You can smell whatever is to be smelled within your ambient environment. You can touch whatever it is that your body is touching, or reach out and caress the table. You're here, having this form that is emanating and arising and swirling out of that point of light that is at the center of your chest. As you take another deep breath, noticing that, again, your body, which ends at your skin, does extend a little bit further through an aura or an essence, then there's the space beyond that. The chair, the floor, the bed, the room around that. All of this is arising from within you. Allow your attention to expand out. Pay attention to the difference between what you can see and hear and taste and touch and smell and what you conceptually can imagine is beyond the walls or the windows, that is above the roof, below the floor. If it's conceptual, it's actually not there. If you run outside to look, you'll see the ground, you'll see the sky. Then, and only then, does it take shape and form, because it is there at your request, at your command, at the effect of your desire. Taking another deep breath, we invite you to pay attention to the fact that you're sitting at the center of all of this. As far as your senses can see and hear, touch and taste and smell. That's as big as your physical universe is right now. But should you step outside, should you reach up and look at the sky, should you look down and see the grass below your feet, you will see more and more and more. And as you look in the distance, you will see more and more and more detail. As the sun moves across the sky, and day becomes night, and the blue sky suddenly reveals itself to be dotted with stars, as far as you can see, is as big as the universe is. All of it is arising from within you, swirling around your body, manifesting through, by, and for your desire. And it's wonderful. We invite you to bless it and to thank it for all that it brings you. And we invite you to take another deep breath, coming fully back into your chair, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, and to notice that you're here, and to become again quite aware and quite present to the room or inhabiting the space where you will find your body to be at this moment, in its perfect state, in exactly the way that is right for you. Right here and right now. And noticing as you come fully back awake and aware and present to this moment, that as wonderful and as delightful and as delicious and as magical as all of this is, it's only going to be getting better and better and better from here.